This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, April 18th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Optimism on farm bill funding. Trump upbeat on EU deal and more complaints about frozen funds. Glimmers of hope for reconciliation farm safety net boost. Congressional Republicans are still a long way from agreeing on the giant budget reconciliation bill they need to pass to enact President Donald Trump's legislative priorities. But ag policy veteran Chuck Connor says he's hopeful that the bill could be used to increase funding for farm bill programs. Connor, who is president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, says in an interview with AgriPulse Newsmakers that he's hopeful that not a lot, but a little SNAP funding could be moved over to the commodity title. If you can make that relatively minor adjustment, I think that paves the way to potentially actually get this farm bill done over a five-year period, he said. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Trump 100% sure of a trade deal with Europe. Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni are optimistic about a possible deal between the U.S. and the European Union, but Trump suggests nothing is imminent. There will be a trade deal, 100%, Trump told reporters ahead of a planned lunch with Meloni. I fully expect it, and it will be a fair deal. But even though Trump's pause on country-specific tariff lasts only 90 days, he said the U.S. is in no rush to cut deals because tariffs are bringing in substantial revenues. Take note, EU trade policy falls under the European Commission's purview. But an EU spokesperson said earlier this week Meloni would convey the EU position and had coordinated with the Commission ahead of the visit. Meloni is known for having a good relationship with both the President and Elon Musk and was the only European leader to attend Trump's inauguration. I'm sure we can make a deal, she told reporters. I'm here to help with that. USTR offers ag relief on port fees. Ag shippers are getting some relief from new port fees the Trump administration will be using to promote domestic shipbuilding. The fees won't apply to ships that arrive empty to transport U.S. commodities or those in some shorter routes. The fees will disincentivize the use of Chinese shipping and Chinese-built ships, thereby providing leverage on China to change its acts, policies, and practices and send a critically needed demand signal for U.S.-built ships, that according to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Keep in mind, agriculture producers had warned that the fees could impose particularly steep costs for bulk commodity exporters, given Chinese-made vessels make up more than half of all port calls from dry bulk carriers. Groups call on USDA to unfreeze funds for program for young and minority farmers. 168 agriculture organizations urging Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to unfreeze funding for a program that helps connect young and minority farmers to land and resources. A letter from the organization say that most projects funded through the Increasing Land Capital and Market Access Program have been partially or fully suspended. It said some farmers who were expecting support from the projects will not be farming this year. The organizations include the National Young Farmers Coalition, the Rural Coalition, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, and the American Farmland Trust. Take note, USDA awarded $300 million to 50 projects that help new producers with payment assistance, low-interest loans, relending programs, technical assistance, and training. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Leaked HHS budget proposal includes changes to food safety. A leaked version of the Trump administration's budget priorities for the Department of Health and Human Services includes 30% cuts in overall agency funding and changes to food safety programs. In total, the document proposes a cut in FDA funding from the $3.54 billion in the 2023 appropriation bill to $2.93 billion. This includes a 16% decrease in food program funding and a nearly 20.5% decrease in the animal drugs and feed program funding. The document also calls for eliminating FDA's role in routine food facility inspections. Instead, it proposes expanding state contracts for inspections. The document says the final budget will include short and long-term actions to strengthen FDA's oversight of food programs so chemicals and food additives can quickly be removed from the food supply. Now keep in mind, the document should still be considered a work in progress as the White House preps its formal budget proposals for Congress. EU simplifies deforestation law enforcement. The European Union is streamlining the implementation of its forthcoming deforestation regulation to reduce costs for exporters. From 2026, exporters of commodities like soy and beef and other derivative products to the EU will have to prove the products did not come from deforested areas. In new guidance, the EU says exporters will only have to submit documentation annually instead of for every shipment. They will also be able to reuse previous due diligence declarations for products previously on the European market and are re-exported. Large companies will be able to submit reference numbers for due diligence statements for their suppliers. The Commission estimated in a statement that the measure will reduce the cost burden on exporters from the regulation by 30%. Here's today's final word. The environment for us is extremely traumatic at the moment, especially around China. That Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers about how his industry has been affected by tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, April 18th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.